Хорошо. Здравствуйте, уважаемые члены комитета.
Good morning, esteemed members of the committee. Representatives, thank you very much for giving me the floor. Thank you for this very proactive dialogue. Now today, I'd also like to bring responses to the questions that were voiced yesterday. I'd like to start on questions regarding the education budget in 2024. The state budget for the education ministry was 7 billion, almost 8 billion monat. Which is over 600 million manats, or 9%, almost 10%, or 9.3% greater than the approved 2023 budget. For 2023, we had a budget of 7,083,000,000 manats. For 2024, budget allocations for education were increased by just over 9% compared to the previous year, which indicates how we are increasing spending on education. As regards the bylaws and legislative acts, after adoption of the new version of the education law, the education ministry has been actively developing and integrating new bylaws aimed at regulating various aspects of education activities. Inter alia, the ministry compiled and coordinated more than 30 different bylaw texts which cover all key education sectors and associated sectors. The main areas are libraries and library infrastructure, developing rules for libraries of schools and universities to facilitate the management of library infrastructure and increase access to education resources. Family law. Under this legislation, forms have been developed for the area of fostering and adoption, which is important for protecting children in difficult life situations. 23 bylaws under the education law have been adopted, regulating such issues as the issuance of stipends, rules for accepting students into schools and universities, online and electronic education, and other aspects of the education process. On state youth policy. In this area, 4 normative texts have been compiled on young people working in enterprise and also stipends, and they are aimed at helping the social and professional integration of children into society. As regards fostering, 2 important laws have been developed to regulate the fostering and adoption agencies and ensuring better management of the fostering system, which is vital for protection of children in this system. These are an important legislative component of the new law on education and facilitate the development of an effective new education space in the country. Our colleagues underscored the importance of training for psychology and social work in our state university, the Mahtonkuli University. We have 190 students currently studying psychology, and each year we have 25 new students starting this course, and this helps support our system of psychological support in the country and helps as a feeder for training courses for professional and vocational courses in this area. We are also working to develop curricula aimed at generating new social workers. Since 2023, In our state university, each year, we've had 10 new students starting courses in this area, which helps us produce trained specialists in this area who can work under international standards. This has a positive impact on the social protection system, notably in rural and isolated areas where specialists in this area are in high demand. In recent years in Turkmenistan, we've seen an increase in the number of social workers in the country working in various layats. For example, in Ashgabat, we have 45 social workers currently employed, carrying 20 sit-ups. This is related to funding for education programs that makes it possible to train more specialists ready to render services in this area. This is a program which includes courses for studying the key principles for social protection of children, such as social work and protection of children. In our curriculum, that is section 4.20, principles of social medicine, social psychology, psychology and pedagogy, methods for social work and social pedagogy. This provides students with comprehensive knowledge and key principles for the protection of children, including studying social and psychological characteristics of children, legal aspects of social protection of children in the country, the organization of social protection, and management of the system for the protection of children, and also interaction with various different agencies. On the basis of the above universities, we have a system which provides additional extra education, including even education, on issues such as protecting children for people from different areas of life, and this provides training for people from sports, education, prosecutor's office, the courts, police, and so forth. We also have programs for social work for others, focused on studying the methods of working with children in social work, studying how education is provided to children. These courses cover topics such as the protection of the rights of the child and the mother in Turkmenistan's social policy, social work with various different categories of children who need special protection, such as children from large families, incomplete families, orphans, children with health challenges, children, students who have completed the courses get tests and assessments, certification on these areas, including aspects such as improving the existing social protection system for children. System.